Welcome back to welcome back. I didn't know when my recording was starting. Welcome back to the Jamie Grace podcast featuring the white noise machine of the Collins home. Collins is my last name. Grace is one of my middles. I like to tell people that sometimes, not like in a, hey, come find her address kind of way, because please don't, but like in a people don't know my name kind of way. I can't tell you guys how many of my friends will randomly, like if we're texting or on the phone or something, they'll randomly be like, hey, what's your middle name? I just stare at them for a while and then they stare at me for a while and then it gets weird and then I'm like, it's Grace. And then they're like, oh my gosh, I never knew. And then they have to go through the whole thing realizing that they never knew that my middle name is Grace. And I have to sit there like, acting like I've never experienced that with someone before, but like, yeah, it's funny. I bet you didn't know. We've been friends for 9 years. Like, how do you not know that my middle name is Grace at this point? I actually have a bit more grace for people that don't know me personally. I think it's totally fine that they don't know that my middle name is Grace because I am a follower of Jesus and I make music about my life, which oftentimes includes elements of my life being as a follower of Jesus. Wow, I made that really weird. But I mean, it would be cheesy, but I would get how someone might be like, I'm not going to be called Jamie anymore. I'm going to be called Jamie Bible Verses. You know, like I get it. Like I wouldn't do it, but I get it. I'm like, yeah, bro, marketable. I'm not saying it's marketable. I'm just saying in your mind, is that an eagle? Oh, no, that's a crow with bread in its mouth. I get that in your mind, you thought that that would be marketable. We're going to read Proverbs today in the Bible. Or I'm going to read it. You might be driving. Let's not read and drive. Let's be safe. Oh, I'm such a good role model. If you're not driving, you should totally grab your Bible or like a notebook. I love how it's Proverbs 26, and I don't think I've at any point been like, get a notebook, guys. But I get so pumped when you guys post, like, on your Instagram stories, like, you're highlighting and stuff. I'm like, man, y'all are getting into the Word. Let's go. That sounded sarcastic. I didn't mean it sarcastically. It genuinely makes me happy, and I'm really impressed by you guys. Let's read the voice translation today. I love a good translation. Not what I meant to say. We're going to get started. Proverbs 26. Like snow in the summer and rain in the time of harvest, so honor is never fitting for a fool. Like a bird that flits and flutters or a swallow in mid-flight, so a curse that lacks cause will never come to light. A whip is for the horse, a bridle is for the donkey, and a rod is for the fool's back. Never answer a fool on his own foolish terms, or you will become like him. Rather, answer a fool on his own foolish terms, or he will become wise in his own eyes. Like someone who cuts off his feet, or drinks to his ruin, so is the one who uses a fool to pass on his message. As lame legs are useless, dangling on the crippled, so is a proverb in the mouth of a fool. Like one who ties a stone in his slingshot, so is one who honors a fool. They have a lot of opinions about fools. Like a thorn in the hand of a drunkard, so is a proverb in the mouth of a fool. Like an archer who shoots at a random and injures everyone, so is a person who hires a fool or someone off the street. Like a dog who goes back to his own vomit, so is a fool who always returns to his foolishness. This is very serious. Have you seen a person who is wise in his own sight? Know that there is more hope for a fool than for him. Hold on. That's so good. Oh, that's so good. Verse 13, a lazy person says, there's a lion in the road, a lion in the streets. Another good reason to stay in today. As a door swings on its hinges and goes nowhere, so a slacker turns over in his bed. Some people are so lazy that they reach for food on the plate but lack the will to bring it up to their mouths. Been there. The slacker sees himself as wiser by far than 7 men who can converse intelligently. Like a man who seizes a wild dog by the ears, so is anyone who walks by and meddles in someone else's argument. Bro, I'm guilty of that. If I see people arguing in public, I need to know everything that happened. Like a madman who hurls flaming spears and shoots deadly arrows, so is anyone who deceives a neighbor and then says, but I was only joking with you. Oh, man. This is personal. I needed to talk. Lord, we need to talk. Verse 20, when there is no wood, the fire goes out. But there is no one to spread gossip. Arguing stops. Sorry. When there is no one to spread gossip, arguing stops. Like charcoal to smoldering embers and dry wood to a fire. You better write. So a hot-tempered man kindles strife. Verse 22. Whispered gossip is like a delicious first course. It is devoured with pleasure and then penetrates deep within you. Like a shiny glaze coating a rough clay pot, so are burning lips that conceal an evil heart. One who hates may camouflage it beneath pleasant words, but deep inside him, treachery still rages. Don't believe him when he speaks kindly, because his heart is completely ruled by evil. And though he covers his hatred with cleverness, his wicked ways will be publicly exposed. The one who digs a trap for another will fall into it, and the one who starts rolling a stone will have it rolled back over him. Liars take no pity on those they curse with their lies, and flattery spoils everyone it touches. Well, I ain't got much to say about that. I mean, man, that's serious. There's so much tea in there. This is all the tea. Spill the tea. That's me being relevant. There's so much goodness in this. Oh, man. Okay, I can't dig into everything. There's like a certain section I want to talk about. I'm probably going to make this title something related to it. I'm writing it down now so I don't forget when I go to title this episode. Verse 26 was the first thing that I, or the last thing that I just underlined. And though he covers his hatred with cleverness, his wicked ways will be publicly exposed. I mean, that's a reminder for me, because, you know, sometimes I think about stuff that, I don't know, that hurt me, or sometimes, you know, like at work or whatever it might be, like you might be like, how is that person getting the job, or how is that person succeeding? They don't, you know, like they said this or they did that. You know what I mean? It's just that verse is encouraging, because it can, and it's not encouraging in the way to like sit back and be like, yeah, they're going to get in trouble. Not like that. But it's just encouraging to know that, like, you know what? The Lord is going to handle all of this. Wisdom will have the final word. Righteousness will have the final word. You know, we win. Like, so I'm not about to, we mean like righteousness wins, rather, I should say. So it's not about like, oh, let me hope that this person falls. It's like, I've done stuff that I shouldn't have done either. So let me work on me and the purpose that God has for my life. And let me not worry about what everybody else is saying or has done. You know what I mean? So that's just really encouraging for me personally, and convicting to just worry about myself and my own things and apologizing when I need to. Verse 20, I like this one. When there is no wood, the fire goes out. Y'all get it, like campfire. When there ain't no more fire in the campfire, there ain't no more fire. So it says, when there is no one to spread gossip, the arguing stops. Y'all, you want to cut down on some of the drama in your life? Surround yourself with people that are not putting drama into your life. That's the second thing you should do, because the first thing you should do is make sure that you are not contributing to the drama in your life. Because if there's no one to spread gossip, arguing is going to stop. It's not going to become perfection, but it's arguing. The word of God says it's going to stop. So let's work on that. Maybe it'll stop for Monday, come back Tuesday. But then that's when you say, oh, you better stop again. Arguments, gossip. Go away. I just want to say gossip a whole bunch more times. Verse 19. So it's anyone who deceives a neighbor and then says, but I was only joking with you. How many times have we done that? You know what I mean? If you have siblings, you may have done that. I've done that with my sister for sure. You say something petty or sarcastic. And like, I was joking. That's convicting. That's in the word of God, y'all. Verse 12. Have you ever seen a person who is wise in his own sight? Okay. Okay. Okay, we're going to read verse 12, and then we're going to read some other ones. Then we're going to come right back to verse 12, right? Okay, so have you ever seen a person who is wise in his own sight? That basically means like somebody that's like, oh my goodness, I'm so smart. Like they think they're just the best, the cutest, the coolest, the everything, right? That's terrible. Obviously, that's not a great thing. So it says, have you ever seen somebody with that kind of arrogance? Well, guess what? There's more hope for a fool than for the arrogant person. or the prideful person. So it says there's even, like, it's basically, it's not rating people or ranking people, but it's saying if we're looking at who has the highest chance of having a better future or, like, you know, hope for their tomorrow, it's going to be the fool instead of the person that's arrogant. And then that just goes to show how much the word of God hates arrogance, how much the word is speaking against arrogance, because the entire book of Proverbs is written on wisdom. So the opposite of being wise is being a fool. So it's literally saying foolishness is the worst. But you know what's worse than the worst? Pride. Ouch. So I say that to say because verses 4-11, I mean, they just hit you in the face with all of the analogies about being a fool. It's like, you acting like a fool, you gonna return to your own foolishness? Yeah, you like a dog that just keeps returning to his puke. That is just so gross. I mean, that's like literally so gross. Like, you're going to hire a fool. You're going to hire someone that you don't know. Like in the context of you're going to be irresponsible in a professional setting. Oh, that's kind of like an archer that just shoots at random and injures everyone. That's so violent. It's like, you're going to honor a fool. Yeah, that's kind of like someone that ties a stone in his slingshot. What in the world? And that's not like a positive thing. That sounds like murder. Man, verses 4 and 5, it says, and then, yeah, 6-11 are literally just those analogies and they're really good. Verses 4 and 5, I really liked because it said, never answer a fool on his own foolish terms or you will become like him. So it's like, if a fool is like, look, the only way that you can talk to me is if you call me at 4 o'clock on Saturday, because that's the day that I'm going to have this. They're just being ridiculous. Like they're not trying to settle an argument with wisdom. They're just being irrational, or they're yelling. Say someone starts yelling and they're being foolish. And, you know, I mean, that's something that, like, gosh, I mean, I'm the youngest kid. It's like yelling is like in my DNA, and it's not in my DNA, but it, as a younger child, like, that made no sense. But as a younger child, it's like, everybody listen to me. You know what I mean? But it's like, if I'm in an argument and I'm being foolish by raising my voice and by yelling unnecessarily, like, I'm being a fool. And so the other person, if they now, my terms, I've set the terms for the argument, which are yelling. So if the other person now responds to me with yelling, they're becoming just like me. They're becoming a fool. And then it says rather, which is saying, like, in another way to say that, if you answer a fool on his own foolish terms, so like if that other person starts to then yell with me because I started it, then now I've become wise in my own eyes. Now I'm like, see, I won. I got you to Yale. Whew. But it still ain't worse than pride. Oh, man, that is all. Oh, this is ridiculous. This is good. Man, chapter 26 is really good. I really want to encourage you guys. I know I always encourage you to, like, dig into this on your own and stuff, but especially this one. Man, can you just, like, take some time out this week and just really soak in 4-11, like, Proverbs 26, 4-11, because there's just some specifics. It's mostly, you know, the section about foolishness, but I think that there's something in there. There's all these different analogies, and I think that there's all these different ones that they can be applicable to many different people. And so I just want you to find the one in there that you feel like is the most convicting to you. If you're reading it and you're like, oh, my friend needs this, my cousin needs this, my boyfriend needs this, my daughter needs this, my sister needs this, then keep reading till you find the one for you. This is not about, like, oh yes, let me pass this on. Like, I really want you guys to read through these verses 4-11 or 4-12 and just really figure out, like, what is the Lord specifically speaking to you on, and how can you challenge yourself this week to not make actions that are deemed as foolish by the word of God. So I'm going to do that for sure. Man, Proverbs is great. Proverbs 27 next week. You guys go ahead and subscribe. It'll be here. It's already scheduled in. So it's happening. It's a non-negotiable. I'll see you guys soon. I'll talk to you. Well, if you're on Insta, I'll see you soon. Jamie Grace H is my Insta. But I will. Okay. I'll be back. Okay, bye.